And now for this week's Monday Unger Report, in which Brian Unger travels all the way to Paris. That's Paris with an E. It's a California community, not far from L.A. This Paris skyline is absent the Eiffel Tower, but the town does boast its own highly engineered, distinctive tower of steel. 96 gloriously vertical feet that make up the Paris SkyVenture skydiving simulator. Here's Brian Unger.
There are some man-made structures that just look dangerous, say the space shuttle. The vertical wind tunnel in Paris, California, another one. It would be more fitting on the launch pad at NASA, not on this flat, barren plain 80 miles east of L.A. But where else would you climb into a chamber to float on a 120-mile-an-hour wind?
Well, Paris, California is one of the largest, most popular first-class drop zones in the world.
What General Manager Jill Scheidel is saying is that this is the place to jump out of a plane.
We have people from all over the world that come on a regular basis to not only come and skydive and participate in events here, but now that we have the tunnel, it's wonderful.
And practical for experienced skydivers to rehearse their maneuvers in real, roaring freefall. Terrifying for others who have never floated inside a silo with five massive 200-horsepower fans screaming above your head. Chris Reynolds is our flight instructor.
Your function is to make this thing basically suck, right? How much air are we talking about being sucked through this thing and up toward the top?
I think it's over a million cubic feet per minute, something huge.
Yeah, that is huge, and sure enough, a million cubic feet of wind per minute is where most journalists draw the line.
Chris, normally I would participate in something like this. I certainly don't have any hesitation, but for purposes of today, I didn't wear the right shoes. So I think Rob, who's equipped with, what are you wearing, Rob?
Running shoes.
Is it okay if Rob goes in?
That would be awesome. We'd love to have him in there.
Great.
That's producer Rob Sachs, always up for anything, exercising free will under no duress of losing his job or being reprimanded when I tell on him. His first step, assume the position, lying face down on a practice bench. Flight instructor Christy Fricken.
I've arched up the hips, my legs are slightly extended with my toes pointed, and my arms are at a 90, I'm looking straight ahead with my chin up.
Now, Rob's turn.
Like this?
Yeah, a little bit more of this for your pelvis.
My pelvis?
Arch.
Down?
Okay. Like.
Rob, don't hump the bench. Just arch your back.
Third step, suit up. I, too, donned one of the flight suits to make Rob feel more comfortable, to make him feel that he wasn't alone.
How do I look?
Fantastic.
Thanks, bud.
Inside the wind tunnel chamber, it's small. The diameter's about 12 feet, and the floor is wire mesh through which the air flows upward. On the periphery is a tiny antechamber separated from the wind tunnel by steel, acrylic glass, and an open doorway. Here, like inside an airplane, you just sit and wait to jump through the open doorway and into... can I go to the bathroom? This is when one normally turns back, fakes a stomach ache, or vomits. However, Rob was downright giddy as he stood in the doorway ready to take the leap. The kind of giddy that says, I just forgot everything they told me to do.
Good luck, Rob.
I'm going to go in.
Inside the chamber, Christy, the flight instructor, motioned Rob through the doorway. And instead of gracefully taking flight, Rob fell into the chamber with a flopping maneuver, like a sack of blue Velcro attacking a helpless flight instructor.
Rob, you look terrible!
Rob explained it this way.
To the point where you're just laid down on the mesh and you're not going anywhere, and the wind's just going right in your face, and you're like, I'm just not flying.
You're not flying?
Yeah, it's like, why am I not flying?
Why are you not flying?
Yeah.
That's because you were trying to wrestle her.
You know, man's first flight wasn't easy, and nor was Rob's. But he did inspire me to take a flight myself. And for a brief moment, I felt the rush for which skydivers yearn, and for what grounded folks ask, what for? Skydivers call these people, appropriately, WAFOs.
Well, I'd like to present you with your flight certificate.
Nice job, Rob.
And to you, Brian.
Yes.
You didn't make my instructor work so hard.
These instructors will be working hard enough soon. In a few weeks, this skydiving simulator will open to the public. And for 2 one-minute sessions costing $50, hundreds of WAFOs are lined up for their flights, waiting to free fall into a 120-mile-per-hour wind, ready to forget everything they were told to do.
Rob, you flopped around out there like a fish.
I had no skills whatsoever.
For Day to Day, I'm Brian Unger.
Adventures of Brian Unger, a regular Monday feature on Day to Day. You can see others at our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News.